And we talk college football here. The hardest part of college should not be figuring out how to pay for it. Synovus, the bank of here, is here to help. Synovus, Southern Sports Today, and the Chuck Oliver Show are proud to offer financial assistance to three graduating high school seniors who demonstrate significant financial need. We're offering three $6,800 scholarships to help pay for tuition or other college expenses. To apply, go to southernsportstoday.com/scholarship. southernsportstoday.com/scholarship. Complete the application. Special thanks to Synovus, proud sponsor of football in the South and building the future of here. Synovus, a company that really is about giving back, reinvesting, helping others help themselves in their communities. To that end, want to welcome on right now, part of the Synovus Financial Huddle, Executive VP and Chief Communications and Corporate Responsibility Officer. Boy, that's a lofty title. Allison Dow. Allison, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I hope I'm never relied on for our corporate responsibility, but apparently you and the folks at Synovus, you know, you pitch yourself, you brand yourself back to the beginning of the bank that literally was a community service to
right.
someone with the first deposit way back in Columbus, Georgia.
1888.
And there you go. And it's going on today. It's easier to not have a scholarship contest. It's easier to not give away money, but you're doing it for three graduating high school seniors in our footprint. Like I said, I always get impressed, like, when Rice decides that they want to play Southern Cal or Notre Dame. Yeah, I get impressed when you do stuff that it's easier to not do. It's easier for Synovus to not do this.
Well, but it would be wrong for us not to do things like this. And because, you know, we really believe that the more successful you are, the more responsibility you have to give back. And actually, you can reverse that and say when you give back, you're more successful. You're right. We've been focused on that since 1888. It's part of who we are. We say it's part of our DNA. And so, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. We do a similar kind of program. Well, not like this scholarship program with you guys, but with UGA, for example, and other places across our footprint where we give gap scholarships. There are mm-hmm. a lot of students who want to go to certain schools. They have the academic credentials to get in. They get accepted, but they can't afford the expenses that go with it.
Tough,
and so
tough, yeah.
We offer a lot of gap scholarships, and we love it. It's an opportunity for us to give back in a great and impactful way.
And now you and I were talking off air, and I had an experience my freshman year of college. I came from just like mainstream middle America, regular existence, not rich, not poor, whatever, but also realized that when you come from, it's almost like a cocoon, and then you go to college, and, you know, first time you're on your own. I told you a story. I had a $48 pizza. I'm a freshman. I write a check that I was pretty sure was going to clear, but, you know, if I just needed 2 days for the deposit to get in, it was going to. Well, I did the math wrong, and there was a bounce check and the bank and the pizza place. Wound up being $48 for a $9 pizza. I thought that that was a tough transition from, you know, a guy who didn't have a lot of financial education. There are actually some groups other than high school seniors going to college freshmen, part of the Raise the Banner initiative,
right.
At Synovus. Like I said, it's a lot of groups with a lot bigger challenges than just a kid who didn't understand how to balance a checkbook.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to talk about that, but I want to say, you know, we do look at sometimes financial education as being something that's for a certain segment of the community. But to your point, I mean, you know, we have kids coming out of college. We have adults who really just have struggles with managing money. And a lot of the time when you look at it, it's because they never really looked at the fundamentals of it.
Yeah.
So that's Raise the Banner is about that. So we're certainly talking to the segments of people that have had a lot of opportunity to be financially literate, but maybe they just didn't have anybody talk to them about it. So that's part of it. But Raise the Banner is part of our Here Matters outreach that we've been doing for many years. But we wanted to focus specifically on financial education in a more intense way. I mean, look, banks, table stakes for banks to be
yep.
teaching about financial literacy, right? We get that. And so this, what we're doing at the end of this month is launching an ongoing, again, very intense focus on financial education. And we're not just looking at youth, at-risk youth. We're looking at some other segments. For example, you know, military personnel who are transitioning out and going into the rest of the world. We want to make sure that they understand how to manage their finances because they get a lot of support in the military. And when you transition out, you're a little bit more on your own. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help them have the tools to succeed. Domestic violence victims. A lot of times, you know, the emotional, the financial aspects of that are huge.
Yeah.
And so as they're transitioning into perhaps being on their own, we want to come alongside them and make sure that they have the tools. People who are incarcerated, who maybe are getting out soon or who have the hope of getting out soon, we want to come alongside them and say, think about this, and let's get you on a good path when you come out. So
inmates being released, returning citizens, homeless, senior adults, as you said, domestic violence victims, military, both those enlisted and exiting service,
right.
Youth who are really at risk, not just a little financially illiterate because their parents took care of everything
like
right. my
That's
parents
right.
did. And it is the Raise the Banner initiative from Synovus Bank. All throughout the listing footprint, I tell folks all the time, we don't just have advertising partners. You got to deliver something to come on the air, and you're giving away $6,800 scholarships, 1, 2, 3 of them from Synovus, and it really can be the difference between somebody going to college or not. So, Allison Dow from Synovus, I certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.